Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It is deadline day. Steelers got a big win over the weekend against the Indianapolis Colts. And the Steelers honored the Super Bowl 40 team. Trey Essex was a part of that team. He also hosts a wildly popular podcast with Charlie Batch where he breaks down the Steelers. I recommend it to everybody. Trey, did you have a great weekend? You had to have had a great weekend.
Man, it was fantastic. It was so awesome seeing the fellas, man. And just to be around all that greatness again, it was pretty dope. It was pretty dope.
Do you still talk to a lot of the guys? I mean, I'm sure you do, but when you win a championship, there's that brotherhood that seems to last forever.
Yeah. Offensive line stays in contact. We talked to Ben. There are some guys I hadn't seen in a while. Got to see my buddy Sean Moray, one of the best special teams guys.
Yeah.
Ever. It was so good to see him. But yeah, we are a pretty tight-knit group, and I had seen a lot of the guys already, but there were some guys I definitely hadn't seen in a while, so it was great to see them.
Why does Jeff Reed look exactly like I thought Jeff Reed would look 20 years later? I mean, he looks like kind of a mix between Ellen DeGeneres and Kurt Warner's wife, if I may be so bold.
My guy, Jay Reed, yes. He still has the hair. It's nice and white or gray or silver, whatever you want to call it. And he's still Jay Reed. He's still acting up and doing what he does best, man. No, he owns a bar down in Charlotte now. He's doing well. So definitely great to see him. One of the best kickers of all time. So, yeah.
Darn right.
And you ain't lying, though.
He's a guy that we had on the show a bunch in previous years. A super cool dude, Jeff Reed. Last thing here for you on this subject, unless you want to dive deeper into it, Trey, because we do want to get into the Steelers-Colts from this weekend. But when you guys were 7-5 in 2005, what was the mindset? Because coming off of 15-1 and things weren't going according to plan, there were obviously injuries that wound up adding to the struggles there. But you guys rallied the troops. What was the mindset like? What were the conversations like with the leadership core at that time?
So there wasn't any wavering as far as confidence is concerned. Now, me being a rookie, things were a little bit different for me. My perspective, I was just trying not to mess up.
Yeah.
Or not trying to get the chin from Coach Cower. But no, this was a team that had just came off a 15-1 season the year before, and I had went to the AFC Championship. So we were down 75. We had just lost that Colts game, and I remember it like it was yesterday. Coach Cower coming into the locker room after that game, telling us very succinctly that we were going to see the Colts again. And we were out the playoffs at that point, 7-5. on the edge of the playoffs. And obviously the story has been written, first six seed to go all the way. But yeah, Coach Cowher straight up told us, hey, get back in the lab. That's not us that showed up on that Monday Night Football game versus the Colts. Peyton was obviously, the Colts were having a great year that year.
Oh, yeah.
But he was like, we are going to see them again. And look what happened.
Now, you're not saying this, I'm saying this. Not as loud the second time around in Indianapolis, Trey. Not quite the decibel level it was like it was in the regular season.
I guess their DJ must have been off that day. It definitely was a lot quieter that second time around. And that first game in Indy, and I think Ben alluded to this at some point when he was doing an interview. You could not hear the person next to you.
Yeah.
And that was before now guys do the silent count with the head bob and the center and all that. We didn't do that. We tried to hear Ben's cadence. And at one point, I was having to go off Dwight Freeney's movement. That's never a good idea.
Not when he might be. I mean, he's as quick off the ball as any player that's ever played the game.
Right, right. And, you know, that Tasmanian devil spin move was coming too. So, yeah, it was not fun being a left tackle that day. But things were a lot quieter that second time in the playoffs, and we came out with that victory.
All right, I was lying. I got to ask one more question. I'll make it a two-parter here, so I'm not lying. When Bettis fumbled, what's going through your mind? And then when Vanderjagt misses the kick, what's going through your mind?
That was such a blur. I knew we were in the goal line, and I knew we didn't have any fast guys on the field. And so when he fumbled, I was like, it must be like an incomplete. It didn't register
for
me that it was Jerome Bettis and it was a fumble and that they were almost going to score. And the irony of all that is been documented very well. Nick Harper, of all people, was the one to grab the ball. We know what happened with him the evening before with his, I believe it was his fiance or his girlfriend, whatever. And so, yeah, man. Not only did we have to get him down, thank God, Ben, greatest tackle of all time, but we had to stop this juggernaut of an offense from scoring again, you know? And then we had to hope the greatest, at that point, the most accurate kicker of all time was going to miss a kick, and he did. So, like, when I say it was a blur, it was a blur. Like, I didn't quite register that JB had fumbled, didn't quite register that the Colts actually had a chance, because going into that drive, we were like, this is it. We're going to play Denver in the AFC Championship the next week. And so I thought we were golden. And so everything just kind of happened really fast. Thank God our defense, one of the greatest defense of all time, stopped them. And what did Peyton say? That drunkard of a kicker missed it.
Idiot kicker, yeah.
The idiot kicker.
Right. So, yeah. And I just rewatched the game on Friday, and they cut to Cowher, and they cut to Bettis, and they cut to everybody who was involved, and every single one of the prominent people involved said he missed it. Same exact verbiage, so easy to read their lips. And a shout out to Brian McFadden for making a great play in the end zone.
That 2005 class, like we contributed.
Damn right.
Between me, Heath obviously was a big part of our run, but then you got B-Mac who had to cover Reggie Wayne, who was going to be a future Hall of Famer, and as a rookie in that type of scenario versus Peyton Manning, come on now.
When that ball was in the air, I think he was the only guy who believed that that wasn't going to get caught for a touchdown, and thank God that he did. Trey Essex is joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. We're lucky to have Trey on every Tuesday at 8 o'clock. Trey's the host of the Snap Count Show with Charlie Batch, where they break it down as good as anybody. How about that game on Sunday? I didn't know, Trey, that the Steelers defense had it in them, because I thought if they were going to respond in that way, they'd have done so against Green Bay. But I'm happy to have egg on my face. What did you see out of that side of the ball in particular?
We were just so Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Like, that defense was flying around, and it did not look good at the beginning of that game. With first of all, we hardly ever received the ball when we went to the coin toss. And to come out and go three and out two times in a row, the first three and out, and obviously after the muff punt, to go three and out again and not punt the opening points. It did not look promising to start, but that defense was flying around. And we have such little room for error. Six turnovers, and we still only won by 7 points, but we needed every single one of them. That kid, Peyton Wilson, my goodness gracious. My goodness, that dude is playing his butt off right now. And this isn't, he played well versus Green Bay. He played well versus Cincinnati. So this is not a one-off. He was absolutely crucial. Obviously, TJ doing what TJ does. But it was really cool seeing the secondary rally the way that they did. JPJ stepping up, knowing that he had to put on for his dad. Even though his dad is there every week, but he knew his boys was coming in town, so he had to put on for his dad and his boys. So it was good to see JPJ back there. Ramsey at safety, I thought was a welcome addition. And Kyle Duggar to come in
wow.
on a Wednesday and play every snap but one. I mean, it was a total team effort. That defense stepped up in a big way. And obviously, we still got some things to clean up. I think we gave up like 350 yards passing, 200-yard wide receivers, but it was really good. The best running back in the game got shut down. And that was Umro number one. Shutting down Jonathan Taylor was the number one task, and they did that.
I thought they could slow him down, maybe. I did not think they'd shut him down. 3.2 yards per carry on 14 carries for the guy who came in with 850 rushing yards. Trey Essex with us on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Want to get your thoughts on the deadline in a second, but let's get back to Ramsey. Would you keep him at free safety? He played so well, and my God, is he violent. I think he wanted to send Tyler Warren a message early and did, and I bet you if you asked him, he wouldn't mind getting that penalty flag late where he almost took the receiver's head off. I just think that's a level of violence. If he's going to play free safety, you could probably expect week in and week out.
And it's going to elongate his career, too. That seems to be what all the great DBs end up doing. Charles Woodson did it. Rod Woodson did it. And they had success doing it. Ramsey's obviously capable of doing it. And it adds another element. He's such a gifted football player, but he's so smart. And this physicalness, I didn't know he had that in him. I didn't know that was part of his game when we traded for him. And he is taking this, like, he loves playing for the Steelers. You can tell. And so having him at free safety, I think that helped Duggar get comfortable and be able to play as much as he did and have the impact that he had. So I definitely think you keep him there because I think it gives our defense more of a dynamic that we didn't have before. And obviously he stepped up in a big way. Tyler Warren was another guy we had to stop, and he did that too.
Trey Essex with us here on the Fan Morning Show. All right, now to the deadline. The Ravens, they had a pass rusher. The Bengals are subtracting Logan Wilson from an already historically bad defense. Is MVS, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, enough for the Steelers? He's now on the practice squad. Or do you think they need to go out and look for a legitimate number two?
I do think we might need one more. Now, obviously, he has familiarity with Aaron Rodgers, so that helps. But, I mean, we still got outgamed by like 150 yards this past weekend. We still didn't run the ball as well as we should have, but we didn't run the ball a lot either. So I do think we need more explosiveness on offense. MVS does bring that element to it, gives us another deep threat. But I wouldn't mind adding another piece to that wide receiver core, something that gives a little bit more dynamic on offense and just gives us more options because that offense still has to do more. We scored 27 points. We find ways to get into the end zone, thank God, but it took six turnovers to get 27 points, you know? And so there's still more to be had on the offensive side of the ball. Now, I think we can add another weapon.
Your guy, Troy Faltanu, what a stud. Mm. He's an absolute stud. I didn't realize this because we focus so much on Broderick Jones, and I'll put my hand up, my bad. Faltanu hasn't given up a sack this year? It's basically his rookie season?
He's so violent, and his hands, and just, he loves playing football, man. He's out there knocking dudes out. Everybody saw that clip yesterday, or from the other day, where he knocked out DeForest Buckner, who's one of the best D tackles in the game, who was having a good year coming up to that point. I don't know if he's ever got hit that hard before.
Man.
The way Troy came off the ball, that was nice to see. Our offensive line show some violence like that. Troy's having a great year, man. I'm so impressed with the kid. Each week he seems to add a little bit more. And I tell people, offensive linemen have moves too. We're not only just stepping back and just doing the same thing every now and again. You got to mix things up to give these D linemen something new to look at. And Troy does a really good job of using his moves and being violent with it at the same time. So really good to see him. Him and Mason McCormick on that right side, that's going to be there for a good 10 years. I see that combo working out well.
Trey, it's always a pleasure talking to you, man. Thank you for jumping on. Thanks for sharing about your weekend, and I'm really happy you got to experience that with the guys, dude. We'll talk to you next week.
My man, thank you.
Take care now. That is Trey Essex, two-time Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl 40 champion. I think that the Steelers played a little bit harder for those dudes on Sunday. And the reason I say that is because I think there's a track record of that. You know, when Mean Joe Green's number was retired, the Steelers kicked ass. When Franco's number was retired, the Steelers wound up winning the game in dramatic fashion against the Raiders. When the Steelers played the Vikings in Ireland, I think they wanted it more than Minnesota did because of what it meant to the Rooney family and to this organization. And you got to find a way to bottle that, though. You know, Jalen Ramsey, team leader, stood up front of the team on Saturday night. That's great. Do it again. If they do it again against the Chargers, I'll start to believe. And you know what? There's reason to believe they might. We'll tell you why when we come back. We'll let you know if anything breaks trade deadline-wise. The Bengals have made a move. The Ravens have made a move. We'll get you up to speed on that. You can give us a ring at 412-928-9370. You can text us as well. Same number. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
823, make the smart call to the Buell Insurance Agency, 724-443-5610. Andrew Filippone, our esteemed afternoon drive host, along with Chris Muller, he just tweeted out Jacoby Myers and a whole bunch of eyeball emojis.
Can I share something before you dive into that?
Well, it seems like you're going to, so you might as well.
Do you know the Colts guy, Seth DeFlo Erskins? He always does the Colts anthem.
Yes.
So
I did not know his name until this second, though. He's the guy who goes, "This is our Colts. This is our team.
Yeah.
We bleed blue." How'd that go on Sunday? I bet you were bleeding blue on Sunday,
big guy. Stop, because I'm trying to protect us.
I hate that guy.
Okay, well.
He's so annoying.
Okay, well, hold on.
Ah, we bleed blue.
Hold on. Because Pony tweeted out, you're going to feel bad. Pony tweeted out, anyone check on this guy after Daniel Jones' third interception yesterday?
They should. He was saying Rodgers' back was breaking.
Yeah, I understand that. And I went
if
on
if you go out and you talk
on,
about
stop.
My quarterback.
I'm trying to save you.
If you talk about my quarterback, I'm going to make fun of you. You say Rodgers' back gets broken. How rude.
12 hours before Pony put that out, because I checked his ex account, because I'm like, oh, who's this guy? And the first post I see is from a day ago. His grandpa passed away. And Pony posted that after the guy posted about his grandpa passing away. So I checked on the guy, and yeah, his grandpa's dead.
And I just piled on even more.
Yeah, from cancer. So,
What's his name?
Seth Erskins.
Apologies, Seth.
So I was trying to save you because I thought Pony posting that was ill-timed, and then you just went, oh.
I am on a heater today. R.I.P. Seth's grandfather. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. So Pony posted Jacoby Myers with a whole bunch of eyeball emojis. So we can all rule out Jacoby Myers as the next Steelers number two wide receiver, right? I joke, I kid. Now I'm lashing out in every direction. I would love Jacoby Myers in the black and gold. And not only would I be willing to give up a third round draft pick for one Jacoby Myers, I would be willing to give him a contract extension sight unseen before he gets off the plane and gets his feet planted firmly in Pittsburgh. I would give him a contract extension. I think he's a good player. He's a possession wide receiver. You know, the typical archetype that I'd be looking for right now would be a guy who can stretch the field. We're just moving on, Harry. We're steamrolling right through this. We are just going to keep our head down, keep the blinders up and go. Ideally, you get a field stretcher to give DK Metcalf a little bit more room to operate. But Jacoby Myers is an ideal number two wide receiver. 1,000 yards last year, 800 yards in each of the prior three seasons, 700 plus before that. Got 20 touchdowns in his NFL career, 8 touchdowns 2 years ago with a bad Las Vegas Raiders team, 4 touchdowns last season. Now my guy, unfortunately, isn't playing well in Las Vegas. My Mountaineer brethren, my Eskimo brother actually, and Geno Smith, he ain't playing good. So, Jacoby Myers' numbers aren't great. 352 receiving yards, just 11 yards a catch. But again, he is a possession-wide receiver. I'd give up a third-round pick for him. There are other names out there that are tantalizing. Rashid Shaheed from New Orleans. Jalen Waddle might be a pipe dream, but I'd be continuing to call the general managerless Miami Dolphins about him. And then Deebo Samuel's a name that's entered the chat of late because of the way the Washington Commanders season's going at this point. Now, Deebo Samuel is a toy that you think Arthur Smith would like to play with, and they were linked to Deebo Samuel a couple of years ago. I'm starting to get the feeling that they're going to get a guy, and I think they need to get a guy. I think Rodgers deserves that. Rodgers is playing at a top 10 level. You get him another guy, maybe he can play at an MVP level. Then maybe you can win a damn playoff game for the first time in nearly a decade. Or as Starkey puts it, be competitive in a playoff game for the first time in nearly a decade. And you're not just doing it in a vacuum. The Ravens are sniffing up your backsides. They added an edge rusher who has 19 pressures on the year and 4.5 sacks his last 4 games, and the Ravens have one of the worst pass rushes in the NFL. They see their schedule. They saw how Lamar played on Thursday. They're going for this thing. You already got DK Metcalf and Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Rodgers. You got a whole bunch of pieces on this team this offseason to compete. Maybe one more guarantees you a division championship. And if that means you part with a third-round draft pick to do it, by all means, part with a third-round draft pick to do it. 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Would you be willing to give up a third-round pick for a wide receiver? Daryl in Bethel Park, hello.
The Steelers didn't make no trades yet, huh?
They signed Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Rodgers' former teammate, to the practice squad. They traded for Kyle Duggar last week, but nothing today.
Yeah, I heard that they're going to get rid of Freiermuth and they're sending to Green Bay for that that their player, the Crafts.
Yeah, he just tore his ACL week too late. No offense. Thank you, Daryl, for the call. I have heard nothing about Pat Freiermuth being included in a trade. Freiermuth's finally come around. Caught a touchdown last week, had two against the Cincinnati Bengals. He's become one of their solutions on offense. So I would not be willing to part with Pat Freiermuth, and I would imagine that they would not be willing to part with Freiermuth either. 412-928-9370. You want to comment on the trade deadline? You got a name? I want to hear it. You want to give up a third-round pick? I'm all for it now. What say you? 412-928-9370. And I got reason to believe the Steelers are going to beat the Chargers on Sunday night. Tell you why when we come back.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way. With Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
NFL trade deadline day. We'll have you covered all day long right here on 93.7 The Fan. Harry Callis is proving his worth today in ways that are unseen, unheard.
Can I tell you
by
something?
The listeners and the YouTube viewers?
Can I tell you something?
Go ahead.
The YouTube chat, I was reading, and they told me, close the blinds. Crowley looks pale. I said, don't worry. That's the light from heaven healing him because he's having a bad day. So we're going to leave the light on you.
Pretty sure I got a fever, too. Not feeling great. Sorry, Starkey, that I'm sitting in your chair. And sorry, Craig, that Starkey is now going to call off. And it's a Tuesday, so Bob won't be here. Everybody enjoy the Austin Bechtold show from 10 until 2 today. First college football playoff rankings come out tonight, so looking forward to that. But it is trade deadline day in the NFL. Pony has tweeted out Jacoby Myers with a whole bunch of eyeball emojis, so maybe there's something going on there. We got Jason Lockenfor at the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour, which is great because he's our NFL insider. He'll be hearing some of the rumors, some of the stuff going on. Would you be willing to give up a third-round pick for Jacoby Myers? I would, then I'd sign him to a deal. Alex in Pittsburgh next up. Hi, Alex.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm terrible, but how are you?
I'm not bad, about the same. I'm a Cowboys fan, so there you go.
Oh, that team sucks, man.
Yeah, I know, dude. So listen, I was an Aaron Rodgers fan long before he came to the Steelers. The weird thing about Aaron Rodgers is that I don't think a lot of people are talking about is he has to, like, have a vibe with the wide receivers. Like, in the second half of his career, like, if he's not cool with, like, if you see when he went to the Jets, like, he brought in Randall Cobb and then the other dude and
Devontae
Lazard
Adams,
and all them
yeah.
people. Yeah, do you know what I mean? So, like, Jacoby Myers is, yes, a sexy pick, but do you guys maybe agree a little bit that, like, he's, like, a weirdo and we're not taking that into account, that he has to be cool with who they're going to grab?
I get what you're saying, Alex, and I wouldn't consider him a weirdo. I thought coming in that he was an ass. I did. I was still rooting for it. I wanted Aaron Rodgers to be the Steelers quarterback, especially after I found out how much the Jets paid Justin Fields. But the more I've watched Rodgers, and you hear him talk and see him at training camp and you watch him on the field on Sundays, the more I think he's just a leader and he expects perfection. And I think Jacoby Myers is a good route runner. And I think they can get on the same page quickly. Unless we forget, Kyle Duggar played 77 out of 78 snaps on defense on Sunday. It can be done. It didn't work out with Mike Williams last year. It can be done. Look at what Joe Flacco did. Comes in 8 days later, he puts up 35 points and beats the Steelers. He didn't know the playbook. He said there were a couple of calls that Zach Taylor was making in his headset that ended with F, and he didn't know what they were. So he's running what he wanted to out there. My point is, you can get a guy on a moving train, and if you can get a guy who's a good route runner, I think he'll jive with Aaron Rodgers. And I'm willing to do it. And a third-round pick's not too big a price to pay, I don't think, especially not if you get the guy locked up to a long-term deal. Then Rodgers, if he comes back next year, he has DK and Myers. And if it's a rookie quarterback, well, hey, he's got DK and Myers. Adam and Wes Newton, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing, pal?
Just getting off work, man. Just getting off work.
What you got for us?
I don't know if anybody said Juan Jennings from San Francisco.
No, no one's brought him up, but I've always liked the player. They just paid him.
I think he's a big target. He just got a contract.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. If not,
and they got Mac Jones looking like, well, a good player.
Yeah, they might be not sure where to go with him or Purdy next year. I don't know.
I have to double check and make sure that Juwan Jennings is healthy because every single 49er is hurt always. I don't make the rules. Nate in the car, one of our favorites. Good morning, Nate.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah. How are you?
Yeah. I wanted to talk about potential Jacoby. I like him as a player. I think he's, you know, one, underused, and two, they're just on a bad team over there.
Yes.
But if he were to come over here, I don't know what all that would do. You know, we're talking about maybe he can get DK more open, but how is that possible whenever you, one, throw the ball out really quick, and then two, whenever you're not throwing the ball really quick, you're getting pounded by four defenders.
Well, I think you bring up an interesting point, Nate, and this is one that we've talked about really for a couple of weeks now, and thank you for the call at 412-928-9370. Do the Steelers not like to throw it to the receivers because Arthur Smith doesn't like to throw it to receivers, or do they not throw it to the receivers because their receivers aren't good enough? Chicken, egg, Finkel, Einhorn. I think if Jacoby Myers is on your football team, he's going to get open. And I think Aaron Rodgers is going to throw the ball to an open guy. And if you're a tactician, the way you run your routes, and you're the first read, and you get open quickly, ball's going to come out quickly. I think back to Arthur Smith, the year that got him the head coaching job in Atlanta, he had two wide receivers that were flirting with 1,000 yards. He had Corey Davis, and he had A.J. Brown. When he had two good receivers, the receivers were productive. So go get him another receiver. And go get Aaron Rodgers another receiver. And I like Marquez Valdez-Scantling. But is that a bigger improvement over what they have at wide receiver than what the Ravens just did bringing in an edge rusher over what their previous production had been at that position? I don't think so. The Ravens got a lot better yesterday. Did the Steelers? So get better today. John in the car, good morning.
Hi, Adam. I wanted to just reach in, and I think that they need to go and get Waddle. I mean, I'll be honest. I think that they could go and run with Rodgers another year. The 26 class looks underwhelming to me. Go get a stud that is locked up long-term, 2-3 years, and you can go and punt on quarterback in 26, build a better roster, and then swing back in 27 for a quarterback. I mean, that's just what I would do, but I don't think they'll do it, so I think they'll settle with Jacoby or someone like that. But
that's not a bad place to settle.
Waddle.
It's not a bad place to settle. I do worry a little bit. Like, Waddle, he's the guy there now. And does he want to be the guy here? Now, if you're Jacoby Myers, you don't have a contract. And so do you want to play second fiddle? Maybe, maybe not. But if you get paid, makes it more palatable. We've thrown a bunch of names at you. We've thrown a bunch of hypothetical compensation. What do you want to see the Steelers do before the deadline? 412-928-9370. I blew off a tease. I told you I think the Steelers are going to beat the Chargers. I'll tell you why I feel that way when we come back. But you can weigh in on all the trade deadline conversation. You can also vote on our Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Today at 4 p.m. is the NFL's trade deadline. We'll have you covered on 93.7 The Fan, and then you'll have the reaction with Pony and Mueller after the deadline comes and goes. We know how that goes. You'll get the tweets from Adam Schefter. Now, wait, there are still some that can trickle in beyond 4 o'clock. So we'll have full coverage here on the station of trade deadline all day long. Should anything break during our show, we'll let you know. The asking price for wide receivers right now, supposedly through the roof. Rashid Shaheed of the New Orleans Saints, apparently, according to Adam Schefter, could cost a third-round pick. That seems like a lot for a rental. Same thing with Jacoby Myers, then, you would have to think. He's had a longer track record of success in the NFL than Rashid Shaheed, whose name I just need to stop trying to say because I fumbled it every single time today, kind of like Roman Wilson did at the end of the game. I would love to see the Steelers get a wide receiver by 4 p.m. or even maybe by the time that trickles over, by like 4:35, 4:40. What about you? 412-928-9370. DK Metcalf's a good player. He's not a great player. Somebody tweeted in saying that Metcalf all of a sudden seems to have a case of the dropsies. No, he's always been a guy who drops the football. He's a really good wide receiver. He's not a great one. In the last three games, he's combined for 10 catches and 111 yards. That's not good enough. I'm sure there are times when he's getting open and Rodgers doesn't find him with the football. I think there's a lot of times, though, where he's being bracketed and not getting open. You need another threat on the opposite side. I think Rodgers deserves that. Jim in Monroeville, hello.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking about a guy that nobody's talking about at running back, because all I hear is wide receiver, but what about Breece Hall?
I mean, I like Breece Hall. He's better than what they have, but I don't think that Jaylen Warren's the problem. In fact, I think Jaylen Warren's probably been underutilized. I would not give up assets for a running back. That's generally my principle as it is, but especially with the way that this team is playing the game. I'm not interested in Breece Hall. I mean, you can upgrade at every position. I think Breece Hall's a hell of a football player, but I think Jaylen Warren's a hell of a football player, too. He's not getting utilized enough. 412-928-9370. Lee is calling from downtown. Hi, Lee. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, man? Yeah, look, hey. I'm giving up a second-round pick for Olave. I'll give up a third-round pick for Jacoby Myers. I'll give up a fourth-round pick for Calvin Ridley. But they need a route runner. That's what they don't have.
Well, that'd be Jacoby Myers.
Well, I'd rather have Waddle or Olave. I mean, you only got Rodgers for this year or next year. Just go ahead and give up that second or third round pick. Like, you know, like the second round pick you're going to get next year is not going to be NFL ready like Chris Olave is or Jalen Waddle. So I don't see why you wouldn't give that up.
And you know what, Lee? The Steelers used to get the benefit of the doubt drafting wide receivers all the time. A.B., a sixth-round pick. Martavis Bryant, when he wasn't smoking the dope, he was a really good player for them as a fourth-round pick, and that list goes on and on and on. Look at recently. Now, Calvin Austin's a nice player, but he hasn't turned into anything special. And Roman Wilson, he was arrow-pointed up the last couple of weeks, and then he had just a mind-numbingly stupid fumble on Sunday. They had been great at drafting wide receivers, and their last couple, meh. So if you give up a third-round pick to get a proven wide receiver, yeah, I'd be all about it. I teased forever that I was going to tell you why the Steelers would beat the Chargers on Sunday. I am not buying fully in on this Steelers defense being back. They beat an Indianapolis team that I thought was going to be a bad matchup for them. Terrible matchup. I actually think the Chargers are a really good matchup. And it's unfortunate. Joe Alt's a hell of a football player. He's out for the season. They already lost their other tackle, Rashawn Slater. He's out for the season. The Chargers have given up 28 sacks on the year. Justin Herbert is facing as much pressure as any quarterback in the sport. I think the Steelers are going to get to Justin Herbert a ton. And the running backs are out. Mike Tomlin says the key to getting a good pass rush is making the opposition one-dimensional. They might be one-dimensional because they don't got their running backs. I think the Steelers win on Sunday. I think they need to, too, which I'll explain more coming up next. But the topic of the day is the trade deadline. What do you want to see the Steelers do before 4 p.m.? 412-928-9370. That is the number to call. And I'll tell you why Rodgers deserves the Steelers adding to this wide receiver room. First, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 57, low of 37, clear skies. Tomorrow, we finally touch the 60s again. High of 61, low 40, partly cloudy. It's a Fan Morning Show.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.